Jael Furyk could never decide who she hated more. Her wet hair dripped onto her plate, soaking a lump of mashed turnips, though she didn't care. She detested turnips. Her green eyes were fixed on the men sitting at the high table. Her uncle, Lothar the Usurper, a bloated, scheming old crook. His son, Osbert, a weaselly leech. Gant Olborn was there too, neither scheming nor weaselly, but the man who had helped them both take Brekka away from her younger brother Axel after their father's death. And though Axel did not appear to be turning into a man worthy of that throne any time soon, he was still the one her father had chosen to rule Brekka. 2 years since Rana Furyk's death, and Jael still couldn't let it go. She doubted she ever would, not while Lothar sat on the throne, destroying everything her father had worked so hard to build. "You want to go?" Alexander had nudged Jael, but she appeared in a dream, staring at the high table. He didn't blame her, but it wouldn't help any of them to live in the past. It was long gone now. Jael spun around, surprised to see him there, but Alexander was usually beside her, in the hall, the training ring, in their bed, when he wasn't off hunting. They'd been inseparable since they were children, since Alexander's parents had been killed and he'd been raised by her own. Jael frowned, dark eyebrows sharp. "May as well. I'd rather be in that shit cottage than sitting here for Lothar's entertainment. Biddy's better company, and a much better cook." She turned back to the high table, still surprised not to see her father up there, a moody scowl on his weathered face. He had been the most famous man in Osterland, a man strong enough in character and skill to have commanded Brekka for 30 years, with no real challenge to his reign. His sudden death had left a void that someone as empty as Lothar could never fill. Jael threw back the last of her ale and adjusted her sword belt. "Let's go." Lothar's eyes followed her as she pushed her way through the flame-lit hall, heading for the doors, his moist lips wrinkling with displeasure. His temperamental niece continued to be a nagging problem. If only he could think of how to get rid of her without damaging his own standing. The people of Brekka would not tolerate her sudden demise. Not at his hands, at least. No, he had to remain far removed from whatever tragedy eventually befell the only daughter of his dead brother. Lothar reached for another oyster, slipping it into his quivering mouth, eyes still on his niece, who had stopped by the giant smoke-stained doors, watching as they opened. And ushered in by a surprisingly cold gust of wind came a tall, burly man, swathed in a hooded cloak, dark grey beard dripping, 4 men following behind him, the doors scudding closed after them all. The man threw back his wet hood, yellow-tinged brown eyes gleaming as they fixed on the king in the distance. "My lord," he called, striding towards the fire, which beckoned warmth and light before him. It was late summer, though it appeared that winter was already flexing its muscles, for the chill of the evening had seeped into his bones, and he couldn't stop his teeth chattering like an old woman. Jael stumbled back in surprise, banging into Alexander, who grabbed her arms, feeling her body tense. The man held his hands to the dancing flames of the fire, turning around, his gaze briefly on Jael. His smile grew as he ran a hand over his wet hair, which was darker than his beard, recently cut short to get rid of a bad case of lice. He turned back around, eager for those crackling flames. His equally bedraggled, shivering men fanned out around the fire pit behind him, wet hands extended, hungry eyes skipping from the flames to the trays of salted herring and oysters being delivered to the high table.
"Gudrum!"
Lothar struggled to his feet, surprised but pleased to see his old friend.
"Lothar?"
Gudrum poured himself a cup of ale and headed for the high table, draining it quickly, ignoring the scowl he could feel following him.